ahead and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, there's some cake over there if anybody wants some cake. Alright. Alright, public comments. Do we have any public comments? Think we have any?
We do. There's one on there.
Oh, is there one on there? Is that you?
I guess it might be me. I did sign in.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Well, we can go ahead and talk with you guys. This she brings a lot of things to us. She's got a permit here. We can pass this permit around. We're not voting on this permit tonight. We're gonna take a straw poll on this permit so it gives them an idea. She's gonna bring this permit to us at the next board meeting. We're gonna actually vote on it for reals at that meeting. But she's gonna have to bring one for each day of the event. So with this permit, there's liquor involved, so we have to give them a temporary liquor license. So, but you can, Ryan's seen these before. We've done these before for the PTO event every year. If you wanna see how we do them for the PTO event, I brought the PTO stuff. With the PTO event, since it's a charity event, we waive it. This is not a charity event. Well, it's up to you guys, but we wouldn't waive the $50 event fee for this one. But if you're interested in how we do one like this, we give them the temporary liquor licenses, here's their stuff.
Am I good?
Yes, go.
Okay, sorry.
Your turn.
So, my name is April Hunt. I'm actually the executive assistant and operations manager out at Neverman Four Artisans. We recently redid our building. We've opened our facility, and one of the things that we would like to do in our off hours is just occasionally have music events or possibly designer events where they could come in and have dinner and shop or browse, those kinds of things. And sorry
to disturb you.
Oh, no, you're fine. So, I mean, there are many different ways that we would be looking at trying to utilize this liquor license, but basically it's just to make sure that we're covering all of our bases as far as being responsible to you guys. Part of coming to the community was just making sure that we were helping generate revenues and that kind of thing. So I don't, you know, waiving permit fees and those kind of things, we're not asking for that. I do just want to make sure that we're going through the proper channels to make sure that we're covering everything that we need to. I know that there's been talks of maybe having a wine vendor come in if we did a farmer's market, or, you know, if we have some kind of a Christmas event, maybe we had dinner, we might want to sell drinks at that. So the responsible way to do that, in our opinion, is just to have that. It would be more of a special event type of thing versus we're not trying to become, you know, the bar next door or anything like that. We just want the ability to have alcohol if that comes up. So, I mean, we would probably anywhere from 20 to maybe a couple hundred people if we got to that point. You know, nothing over the top.
That's for special events.
Yes, for special events. We're not looking at that, you know, like I said, every day. We just want to make sure that we're being very transparent with what we're doing. So, I mean, if anybody has any questions, I can always feel free to, you know, I'll leave my information. You can call me. I can explain any, you know, kind of anything we have coming up or anything we're thinking. That's kind of it. I wasn't really planning on speaking, so.
I told her I was going to put her on the spot. So essentially, right now, what I'm looking for the board members for this one, what they're wanting to do, they're not putting in for a liquor permit today. What they're asking for, I'm looking for the board members to do is do a straw poll. They're wanting to do an event in September. And it's 3 days?
So actually what it would be from, and this is an undetermined time because it is all relatively fresh as far as the planning portion goes, but we're looking at maybe 5 to 11, 5 to 12 in the evenings. I just put the date in versus an actual time because I know there will be set up and tear down, and I wasn't sure how you guys preferred that to be done. So it would be Friday night and Saturday night, or Friday night. It may not be both nights. I just want to make sure that I have my bases covered. I don't like to do things at the last minute. It just seems to land that way sometimes. So
2 days, possibly.
Yes, possibly two. Most definitely one, possibly two. But I mean, we would wanna go ahead and get the permit for both days just because at the last second.
So it'd be a 2-day event inside, and they're looking for a liquor license for those 2 days inside event at Neverman's. And it's a private event.
It is a private event. They would, there would be either ticket sales or bands possibly, as far as like a wristband for entrance. And then it would be basically dinner and drinks is what they're looking at doing. You know, some musicians coming in. Like I said, it would be inside, so shouldn't have anything to do with noise ordinances or those kinds of things. I think we have adequate parking. I know we have, as far as the building capacity, I know our capacities are well over 500, so.
This is the same thing that we do for PTO every year. And this is the PTO liquor license that we give them. I brought that so everybody can look at that. And then when you walked in, Terrence, with their, she's gonna be getting a separate insurance policy to cover this, yeah. And that'll be attached to the permit when she brings it in. So this, I'm asking for a straw poll. Does anybody have any questions about this? Or does anybody have an issue with them having this permit if they bring it back?
Well, I mean, I have a question because I'm newer here.
Okay, go ahead.
Myself. So this is just special permit liquor licensing that you can do as mayor. And this is just, you know, I know you're out there and I've not been in yet.
There you go, Anne. That's the ones we've done in the past.
But
that's for the cap.
This is something you're just doing because you have the building.
Yes, so it is separate from Floor Artisans. It's just because we have basically the venue. Brian has had an interest in music for a long time, and a lot of his friends have interest in music, and it's just one of those kind of, it's a place for them to gather and have, you know, a concert, I guess is, I mean, it would technically be a concert, I guess, but it's just more of a, kind of a.
And I mixed that in. This is for the permit that we're talking with. I mixed it in because in the future they're talking about maybe putting in for a liquor license in the future and having their own semi-private bar. So when they have people coming in, vendors and whatnot coming in, if they do, they're talking about doing a farmer's market out there, and if they have a wine vendor or something along those lines, it's all covered under a liquor license if they do.
Possibly if we had designer events in the evening, you know, we may want to have to be able to serve wine with those. I mean,
and they
we
wouldn't
have
to come to us for special event permits every single time because they'd be covered under their own liquor license, their own insurance, their own everything. So definitely.
And we would definitely, even with that going on, we would definitely make you guys aware when those things were, just because, you know, like I said, for the sake of transparency, it's best for everybody to know if there's something where there's we're generating different traffic than we're used to. So
there's two things mixed together. I apologize for that. While I had her here, I wanted you guys to hear both sides of it, what was kind of going down. So if she brought this next week, or not next week, next meeting, would you guys approve this?
I have no problem. Me either.
Me either.
Okay, perfect. There you go.
Okay.
So
well, then
you
I will
have
bring
to have a permit for each day.
I will bring both forms. I will bring the certificate of insurance and the payment
for
both days then.
For each event. I'm sorry, each event, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So one of these would work for this time frame.
Okay, there you go.
So do I need one for each day then?
No, you just need one for the event, sorry.
Okay. All right, so then Raina already has that.
So I was trying to
squeeze
you for another extra $50. See?
It's okay, I still would have given it to you
because
I was trying to be a good person,
so.
But hey. Okay, so I'll get that stuff to Raina then. If I'm good, I'm going to dip out because I got to get a kid a haircut
Perfect.
Before school tomorrow.
Awesome.
But
thank you very
I appreciate
much for coming.
Your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. I look forward to seeing you guys. If there's ever anything we can help with, please, you know, feel free to reach out to us.
Thank you.
Here.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right.
Trying to proclaim anything?
No. All right, well, engineering, since we've got engineering here, what you got for us? I got you that whole packet of stuff. It was in the very bottom of the mayor desk that I never, ever use. The very, very, literally, the very bottom desk drawer. I was like,
we're sorry.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I already sent an email. It's like, if anybody was going to lose it, it would have been me.
Well, Brandy just, you know, I mean, she just turned handsprings.
Oh, I'm sure she did, and I'm like, I know we have it. I sent the email out. I'm like, I know we have this somewhere. I've seen it. Well, it's because I had it last.
Yes.
exactly. It's all my fault. You can blame me.
And still are. I find that the longer I live, the more human I become. Okay? So, quickly on other subjects than that, there's been some back and forth with EPA. I reported that you had to renew your 5-year discharge permit at the wastewater treatment plant. And with the improvements that you're contemplating, they're going to add some more constituents they want to monitor, and they want you to remove, and they call them nutrients, like fertilizer, that you would put it on your yard. Can't put it in the river because it eutrophies the river and makes fish unhappy. So the conversation is, and we've had a couple of back and forth, we did manage to get them to raise your phosphorus number from half a part per million to 1 part per million. And more importantly, instead of an arithmetic average to do that, you're going to have an annual rolling 12-month average. It's called a mean intermittent rolling annual mean to meet. So that gives the operator in the future a couple of bad tests that won't cause him to have an excursion. It's a statistical thing, but they did allow us to change your permit to put that in there, relax the standards, gives us a better shot of not having problems, even if we have problems. We also got them to change the nitrogen limit to monitor only. So you don't have a limit you have to meet, but you have to report it. You have to test it and report it so that they can keep track of whether you're doing a good job of removing nitrogen or not. And here's the best news of all. Remember when we talked about UV disinfection a couple of times? We talked about chlorination and dechlorination instead. We got them to extend your variance so you don't have to worry about either one of those things now. So we can eliminate that system entirely. So that'll save us some money in construction costs. So all in all, the draft permit is getting ready to be published for 30 days, and it gives any interested parties an opportunity to object or weigh in on it. So it's still not final, but the agency went along with most of everything we were suggesting be done. So I'm tickled to death with that success. Second thing, we talked about needing some extra sampling in order to confirm that your treatment process can remove biologically nitrogen and phosphorus without having to dump chemical in there to do that. And it's called readily biodegradable COD, RBCOD. I handed out a Peoria Disposal Company, PDC Laboratory, proposal to do 10 samples for $1,700. I'd like to receive the board authorization to order these samples, be taken and shipped. The actual cost is going to include some shipping of sample bottles to Peoria, where they do the testing, so it might be no more than $2,000 would be maybe a nice budget figure to consider. It was suggested to be done in the planning work that was done way back when, because you don't routinely test for these kinds of things. We're assuming that your wastewater is very similar to most municipal wastewater characteristics for communities your size. It should come out good, but we need to know before we get too far down the road whether we have to worry about adding chemical to supplement the natural characteristics in your wastewater. And that's the purpose of this testing. So we'd appreciate it if the board would give us a green light on that, and we'll try and get it scheduled. On a personal note, I haven't had a chance to discuss collecting these 10 samples with ERH Enterprises. John McBride lost his wife of 60 years over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And so he was trying to get that information together for me, but we haven't connected. So chances are he'll just say, I'll take care of it, but I'd like to be reimbursed for the shipping cost to get these samples off to PDC Labs once he collects them. So I'm some more cost coming along than I don't expect it. Then the last thing isn't on the agenda, but it's safe routes to schools, and I don't know if you wanna pick that up at under new business or.
We can talk about it now. You said we have about, what, probably 42 days left or something to get it in?
Sure, we touched on it at an earlier meeting that, you know, there's finally, after a 2-year hiatus, there's a, IDOT is accepting a safe routes to school grant application. When Talon OLS looked at it, the grant was 100% of the cost of whatever you did, up to $200,000, that was the maximum grant. They've started accepting applications again for 2021, it actually started yesterday, and the application period runs through the end of September. So we had about 45 days starting from yesterday if we wanted to try to get an application in. The bad news is the grant amount went up to 250, but the community has to contribute at least 20% of the cost of the project with local funds, so it's not 100% grant anymore.
I thought last time we had to pay for all the engineering costs.
That's right, there's some.
So do we have to pay for the engineering costs and 20%?
The way they, and you know, the rules are posted online and I haven't studied them all. As I understand it, you can include your construction engineering costs in the grant. You can include the design costs to get ready to take bids, everything from the bids backwards, is part of your 20% local share. And so you might say that a maximum kind of a number would be 120% of $250,000 would be as much money as you can squeeze out of this program, as I understand the calculation. Confusing as can be. By listening to, you know, some of the discussions back in 2018 when you last looked at this, and reading the minutes that Brandy prepared, it seemed like in 2016 you had identified a $270,000 project cost for about 20,000 square feet of sidewalk. And the exhibits that were available for Brandy to submit to me have three different alignments of sidewalks, so I can hand those out and you guys can say, okay, I think this is the one that we were basing everything on, if you would, or we can do that a little bit later. But I do have some copies of the sidewalks that were being discussed back then. The conversation in 2018 even included the schools.
Mm-hmm.
They had to do a large part of supporting with resolutions and letters of interest and support an application so that you have a better score when you have those documents ready for the reviewers at IDOT. It also talked about cost sharing, and I think the school agreed to pick up a certain amount of money.
So did the township, didn't it?
Yeah, the township.
And
said
the
they
township
would put,
was
yeah.
approached. I don't know that they agreed.
Yeah, they said
much.
They would put in, they would pay the cost of putting the sidewalk on Rocket Road. Whatever that would be, that would be their cost that they would put in it. That was the only part of the sidewalk that was in the township. And they would just pay for that, which I think was like $4,000 or something.
So this is a two-sided document. And unfortunately, you can see sidewalks that run in different places on each of these two exhibits on each side of this.
Thanks, sir.
And I couldn't tell by what I found online or in your minutes exactly what, which of these two might be your phase one. One of them is called phase one, but it actually has a created date older than the other side, which isn't called phase one. So now there's a third document that I think is called a base map for safe routes to school. And I think that it might have been something that was started when people started looking at it and then evolved into a different group of sidewalks. So if anybody can tell me which which it needs to focus on, I'd be happy to, you know, try to make everything, try to backfill the holes that we have and what the cost might be for this project. So in 44 days, it's ambitious for us to get all the letters of support together. The engineering is simple. There's just much to the application that shows public support for doing it and financial support for paying for it. So the village adopts a resolution saying, yes, we'll pay this much. The county, if they're involved, and I'm not sure that the county is involved very much in what's labeled phase one. It looks like you stayed away from Rocket Road on the phase one handout and just dealt with right-of-ways in the village. But I'm reading, I'm guessing.
What's the odds we would even get the grant with history of?
Yeah, that's really hard to say. I've heard of horror stories. People are just so disappointed. There's $12 million for this throughout the entire state of Illinois. A large part of that probably goes north of I-80. So what's left gets fought over by just everybody who has a school in downstate Illinois. And it's not so much need-based. You know, there's a lot of rumor that, you know, if you can show more political support than your neighbor by coming up with stacks of support from the schools and from the parents and the PTA and just anybody you can, any kind of political support, that seems to weigh heavily. But the odds are not great, as I understand it. It's just a very, over-tapped program. More people have needs than the money that seems to be available to meet them. And another interesting fact, it's only for K-8 schools. It's not supposed to cover high schools. Now, there is a junior high associated up here, right? So I think, you know, depending, I think that that's how we slide in. Now, K-8 was on the 2018 application as well, and it didn't seem to cause anybody any interest at the time. But there's a lot of information about this Safe Routes to School online. If you're interested in the details and the background, it'll make your eyes cross to read all the stuff that they would like to see and so on and so forth. We have, we call them professional assistants rather than clerical people who fill these things out for a lot of communities. They say that, you know, if there's a lot of support, there certainly is with the village, but the schools have to hand out student tally sheets that show how far their kids have to walk and cross dangerous streets and so forth. So there's paperwork the schools have to hand out in their classroom and then get back, and we have to include in the application. There's letters of support, or it's called a financial resolution, that you have to get from the school itself. Say, yes, we love this idea, we have a big need, and we agree to pay $29, you know, in support of it or something. All of that was essentially touched on in 2018, so that road's been plowed. They've heard about this program. We do have to update that paperwork and make it say 2021 instead of 2018. But the mayor pointed out the school board only meets once a month. So do we know when that happens? So it's just a, you know, as we figure out the logistics of trying to get this done in 44 days, starting today, we'd almost have to jump on it and prioritize it in order to put the best application together.
I don't know if I've ever seen this, the pink one.
The last one? Yeah,
I don't know where that one came from.
I
This side.
A couple of concerns I got is, number one, I think if the sidewalks went out to Rocket Road, they would just die of old age, cause the kids aren't gonna walk. We're out there, they're gonna cut straight through the lots where they always do.
Yeah, like off of Allison, just connect it right over there and have the shortest sidewalk possible.
Yeah.
Cause if you can extend that sidewalk out off of Allison where it's already there and do what, 500 feet of sidewalk? That would make a walk through that people go to get their cars out of that area and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know the school said they didn't want a sidewalk through the.
Over by the soccer field, right?
Yeah, where they practice being one.
Right, and that's where they cut through anyway.
Problem is kids were parking there and causing traffic issues to walk to the soccer fields.
But if you look when there's a snowfall, that's a. That's where they all go. Right at the end of that.
They go there and then they do at the end of East.
Yeah, right at the end of that fence is where they cut across.
So are we looking at phase one as being the most accurate then?
This one right here. But the other concerns I have too is money wise, cause we pretty much have to get this going and then get reversed. I think with what we have going on right now, it's not.
There's a lot going on right now.
It's not in our budget.
Right.
I think this could be looked at a little bit more too. So maybe hold that a couple of years maybe comes out. And we talked about, and it's not on these, but actually crossing the highway there at Walnut is a high traffic area.
I think that what they mentioned was 20,000 square feet and they stopped at the railroad right of way down there, just so that they didn't have to bring the railroad into the application process too. And so we're pretty much east of the right of way with everything that's being depicted in this phase one.
Well, I think I would like to look at it and spend, we talked about this last time when we did this, cause we tried to rush and do it last time too. We did the same thing, we got 44 days, we can do this. And we kinda ran out of time. School said they would help us, but then we didn't get an actual commitment of how much they would give us. And so.
Motion detected at the front door.
Oh, that's my iPad, wherever that's at, over there, so.
Someone's at your front door.
I know, so, so long story short, I think I would look at this a little bit closer. And the school had some issues with some of the sidewalks too, maybe going across for cross country track. We've had that traffic hazard where the soccer players were parking and caused an accident. But we've also talked about, well, Neverman's was just here, how the kids that are walking from the Oaks walk right along 45. Maybe let's look at maybe putting a crossing right there where they can go across the railroad tracks instead of going underpass. There we go. I went backwards. Sorry.
Under the bridge.
Yeah.
Under the railroad bridge.
So, because there's not enough room for people to walk under there, and you know, talking to Neverman's and stuff like that, they have people ride their bikes to work, and they're going under there too. And they're, when I was meeting with them a couple weeks ago, they're like talking about people riding their bikes through there. So maybe that's something we can do with this, because we, I mean, if you look where the majority of the kids are, they're going to school. You've got them out in the Oaks, you've got them in the newer subdivisions, and let's look where kids are at and look where the kids are moving. It's kind of like looking for deer, where the herds of deer are moving, and look at the trails that they're going on. So, and this will give us a year to do it. This is what we said we were going to do last time, and it's sat in the bottom of my desk drawer for several years and never got looked at again. So. And like you said, we have a lot going on right now. We're spending a lot of money on this, on these other projects. And now I don't want to get sidetracked and get off of these other projects. And then we'll be ready to go when this project comes up again. We'll have pretty much our mind made up. We just go straight to the school and say, this is, we've already talked to you about this, send out your surveys, boom, and then we're done. So in 44 days, it'd be nothing flat.
It's an important subject.
Yeah, well, most definitely.
And to get them. Everybody on board is supportive. isn't fast, that's the problem. Everybody's got an idea, they all have to vet them, and then everybody lines up and asks the state to help them fund it. So I think it always begins, you know, the longer journey with one step, and so just telling yourself that we need to get started early, you know, and maybe sometime. Right now, the schools are just opening up. Can you imagine the chaos that they're having, you know, trying to just figure out what classrooms they're all in, you know, and so maybe in a month or so, they might be in a little more organized position to be able to take on some of these requests of their students to fill out these tally sheets and such. But I'm speculating. You know, you guys know your school better than certainly I do.
Cool. All right, what else you got for us?
That was it. Just was hoping to get green light to order some testing on the wastewater.
Can I go ahead and put a motion?
What's that?
It's on there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'll put a motion in to accept programs testing of the COD for up to $2,000.
Second.
Luzak?
Yes.
Hayden?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. Public Works. You fixed a leaky hydrant, and then you fixed a water main leak yesterday.
Water hydrant leak.
What caused the leak yesterday? I never did. I meant to ask you, and I never caught up with you.
Oh, it's just a duct wiring pipe. Just old.
Just old.
Just happens.
Mm, like all of us getting
yeah,
old.
Yeah, we get old and crack up.
Yeah, that's true. Sad, but true.
Speak for yourself.
Anything else?
But yeah, no, I've been fixing some leaky water valve, trying to get some of those caught up. Work orders that are 4 and 5 years old, but we're getting there.
Oh, shoot. The locating service. Did you have a chance to look at that?
I did. I put it on your desk. Did you have a chance to
He put it in the bottom drawer.
Did I put it in the bottom drawer? The desk that I never look at? Yeah. No, I didn't. I never look at that desk.
Yeah.
I worked all day Monday, and I sat in the back room.
And I forgot to say something to you about I've marked it.
You were
put
busy.
It on your desk.
And I was trying to touch base with you on Monday, but you seemed to be running all day.
Yeah.
And then we had somebody complain. These guys were trying to fix a water leak. Then he had his daughter picking up small stuff, was running around picking up all small stuff. Then we had a lady call in and complain that she's passed my house 3 times and didn't pick up my stuff. She had a whole bunch of big stuff. And she was just going, well, they're fixing the water leak. She was just going through and picking up the little stuff that she could get. And she called in and complained a couple times. She's like, we'll get to it. Let them fix the water leak first, and then we'll get it. I think you got all the brush picked up.
We got everything picked up.
You guys hit it pretty hard. Cool.
Yeah.
When do you think you guys are going to have to burn again?
I don't know. We'll probably
need to wait until after harvest.
Yeah, probably be late November, early December.
Well, I found
we can probably go that long. Right now, the park's cutting some trees down, so
okay. That's
adding a little bit to our pile, but.
Yeah, I went to the Park District Board meeting, and they thanked us for letting us put their stuff out there and stuff.
But yeah, they're cutting trees, so that's going to add a little bit, but I think we'll be all right till December.
Perfect.
And I'm seeing little wisps of smoke come from there. Is it just hot?
It's just hot underneath there. Okay. And we haven't dug it out. We'll dig it out and get everything moved out and around once we get ready to burn, but
okay. I just noticed that, and when you say, "Oh, we'll do it in November," I'm thinking, "Well, what's these wisps of things that you're saying?"
Yeah, it's just because it's all piled up in there, and it's still got hot spots in it. All
right.
I did have another thing. I've had a couple septic companies get a hold of me about dumping septic at the wastewater plant.
Okay.
But we do not have an ordinance and a fee set for what that would cost for somebody to do that.
Write up what you think we should do, or if we should do it. Do you think we should do it?
I think it's a, you know, another source of revenue for the wastewater plant.
Well, write up what you think we should charge for it. I don't have any clue what we should charge, so.
Yeah, cause most of these guys are using 1,000 to 1,500 gallon trucks. It's no semi trucks or anything like that. We're not gonna take big loads,
yeah.
But the smaller companies that run around Sedoris and Pasodum and all that, I mean, I just, they just approached me and asked me about it, and I told them I would talk to you guys because I had Brandy look today at ordinance, if there was anything on the.
Would that affect our contract with ERH?
Should not.
Okay.
I can talk to John too and find out a little later on and make sure, you know, it's.
As long as it doesn't affect our contract with them, it'd be a revenue source that would have, help offset the cost of the sewer plant, and yeah, as long as it doesn't cost us any money and it brings in a little bit, yes, sir.
Sure, I just wanted to, EPA's got some rules about that.
Yeah, they gotta have a sample every time they bring something in.
There might be some ways to avoid every time, but at least they have to certify what it is they're dumping, because you never know where they're coming from, and so.
Yeah.
Generally, the rules, you know, require a bit of a bond, so they don't dump something that upsets your whole plant and makes you non-compliance for 30 days while you get it back together.
Yeah.
Did you guys do that in Little Grove?
Only people that you know should be doing that without special testing, because these guys.
Now, I'm not gonna just let anybody and everybody come in there with a truck and say, hey, can I dump on you?
And Scott ran the Little Grove plant too, so.
Sure, oh, he understands, you know, once you've lost your process.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot to get it back, but yeah, no, I mean, it's just a few of the local guys that have approached me about.
And we can log where it came from and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And so if I can supplement, I also asked if they're delivered copies of the.
We didn't put the bill.
MS four, 5-year permit renewal, that's your stormwater permit renewal for Brandy. Take a look at the sign, as well as the annual report of illegal discharges and storm sewers. So we filled it out as best we could over the last 12 months. It's probably 99% good, and EPA never catch the 1% anyway. But Brandy's gonna take a look at it, you know, in his spare time, you know, and we need to get it in the mail by the end of the month.
On this, since I didn't look at it, how many of these were after they stopped locating?
All the ones for,
So this entire bill?
No, I'd have to look at your, that piece of paper and count up how many, cause there was some on there for, like individual homeowners and Roto-Rooter and.
How many do you think?
There was probably 15 or 20 that were actually not from CCG. And all the ones from CCG, they didn't mark any of that.
Okay, so.
But
so
they
15
have
to 20 of these were legit?
Yes.
Okay.
But they have started marking again.
Have they? Okay. Well, I'll call them. Call them Monday then, because I completely didn't do it on this Monday.
While we're talking about public works, I was kind of looking and thinking about the sidewalks, and more particular the brick ones. I think we should write up some kind of ordinance.
They have to maintain them.
Maintain them, you know, with vegetation, and your gap for your bricks can only be, your lips can only be 1/4 inch tall. Your gaps can only be 1/2 inch.
I'm guessing there's ordinances out there that we can.
There
find.
Might be, yeah. So there's quite a bit that goes with the pavers.
Okay.
But I think that if we have that ordinance, and it's pretty set in stone on what is required.
I think we also need to, if we allow it from a homeowner, we need to have an agreement with them as well.
Yeah.
Well, and that goes back to what Terrence is preaching about a lot of times. If we're. Get it in writing.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Get it in writing. Get it in writing.
That, and you know, have a, you know, if any of these are violated, you have so many days to, and then, you know.
What's it would be an ordinance
violation?
Yeah,
and if there's so many violations. violations or it takes so long to fix it, then we have the right to tear it up and put the concrete back in. That and maybe ask Mark about, you know, if somebody else is maintaining the liability. It's, that's, I tried looking that up and that's all over the place of who's liable and. There's no set answer.
And nobody had addresses when they were all talking about it, and I'm like, I don't know where you're talking about, so I've been walking around and identifying now, I don't know who lives where, but I now know where those brick sidewalks are.
But there's also a brick sidewalk that hadn't been disturbed at all. And I was confused over by the big green Victorian.
Well, we haven't got to all of them, I don't think. They haven't all been identified yet, we.
Yeah, cause the only.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about, yeah, and it's got a whole brick there.
Yeah.
But it's one of the better looking houses right in that row, and maybe that's why.
So it's nothing we need like next week, but it's something we'll work on. I can research and hit some points and then get Brian to look it up and then just maybe even have Larry look at it, his group, just to see if he's.
You wanna get me killed?
I can talk to Julia at risk management about the liability too.
So like I said, I know ADA enough just to know what to kind of look for, but I'm not an expert at it by any means.
Are they ADA compliant right now, the ones that are out there?
No, covered with grass. At least the one house is, I don't know about the other gentleman's house.
Cause that's my biggest concern here, liability for the board is obviously ADA compliant.
And there's so much involved with it, your slope, your slope can only be a half inch, if it's more than that, then you have to have a 1:20 ratio and then you're talking about it's a ramp and then that leaves the hole. And
grade.
Yeah.
Slow.
Like I said, the lips can only be a quarter inch, which isn't that much. Once you start looking at a quarter inch, and your gaps, I think, are the widest or a half inch.
So you're not talking about new brick sidewalks?
No, those are old, or somebody wants to redo them, so they are newer brick sidewalks. Maybe just put that on there so we can.
Give this to you, cause I will use it.
Remember. Did we get a new lawnmower? No, not yet.
No.
COVID still.
We got a new tire on the lawnmower.
He said sometime after Labor Day.
Okay. Tell him we won't need it till next spring.
Yeah, we won't need it till next year. No, he did get the deck when he told me he was supposed to have the mower. I got the deck, but no mower.
Well, you got the mowing part.
Yeah.
Alright.
Making a note on here.
Do I?
About removing that one.
I'm gonna skip down since, engineering can take off if you want to. You don't have to stick around. Any more questions for Public Works? You can take off if you want to stick around.
That new business item on the crane rental?
Oh yeah, we need to talk about that real quick. Hold that 1 second. You're
okay.
getting paid.
That's fine.
Brad, let's go ahead and appoint you to the zoning board so you can we can get you out of here.
Dale,
I'm sorry. One of these days I'll get everybody's name straight. I was looking at the wrong line. Let's get you appointed. And did Wade talk to you today?
No.
Okay, well, we already have a job for you. It's for tomorrow.
Okay.
So.
What is it?
Wade will talk to you. So we're already putting you to work already. So you'll like it. It's actually, we've already talked about it, and you'll actually, it's what we talked about at the zoning and planning meeting. You're actually your suggestion. So we're gonna task you with using your background a little bit.
Cool.
So we need to get, if you're, tomorrow if you have time, get up with Rena and Brian after we get you appointed. Maybe get up with, Brian can get you access, get you an email, and get you access to SharePoint. And I want you to look in his nuisance properties and look at some pictures and stuff. And then tomorrow morning, if you can talk to Rena like right at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And there's a meeting at 9 o'clock I'd like you to have.
Tomorrow morning?
If you can. You can do it on phone. You can do it via phone.
Yeah, I can make that tomorrow.
Okay.
Where will it be at?
Probably in Champaign, but that's why I said you can do it via phone.
Okay, yeah,
so.
I have to do it on phone.
Yeah, so.
My wife's got to go to Chicago tomorrow, so.
Oh, okay.
I have to babysit a dog.
Okay, perfect. Well, take the dog to the village hall then, and you and Rena can, we'll get you on there, and you can do the meeting right from the village hall, and she can join the meeting too, because she does the nuisance, and you can, she can get you on SharePoint then, and you can look at pictures then. So.
I'd like to make just one thing.
Sure.
About people dumping, guys dumping into the plant. My cousin owns Gallipard Sanitary.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he owns Ryan Porta Pots. And they have a system where they take their trucks and they dump into the plant up in Urbana. Yeah. So if there's anything that information, you know, I could help you with that, because he'll tell me everything you need to know about what to do, and also what he pays. I can find out what he has to pay. It might help you set up
a fee
where you can start from.
Sure.
And that gets kind of competitive with Champaign Urbana a little bit too. I mean, I don't want to take porta potties because I've seen what they put in porta potties.
Yeah,
so. But okay. So let's. I need a motion to.
Boyle,
B-O-Y-L-E.
I make a motion to appoint Del Boyle to the Planning and Zoning Board.
I'll second.
Because
it's on the consent agenda.
Oh, is it on the consent agenda?
No, we have to approve the consent agenda.
Well,
we can move it out of the consent
agenda.
Right.
Is that okay?
It,
sorry about
yeah.
that.
Sorry.
I was just trying to get move on a little bit, get him out of here so he can, doesn't have to sit here and be bored. Is that okay? Is that okay? Did
mm-hmm.
I mess everything up? Okay. Okay, well, we got a motion.
We need a motion to move it out of consent agenda into.
And she's got to read the consent agenda before we can do that?
Yeah.
Well,
we
just
have to remove payroll.
We have to.
Since we built them.
We have to move
yeah,
the bill out of there. So I tried to move something ahead and then I messed up the entire system. So we have to move one bill out because we're moving the. That location service bill out of the bills to be paid.
D. You want while they figure what.
Now, do we have
out?
To move D out
if
completely,
I can
or can we just
number
move that one bill out?
Stuff,
we're just
set up.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
Now. Yeah.
Okay.
You mean B? You said D.
So we're moving the locating services out of B.
987-60.
And we had one sewer credit. Did everybody review the sewer credit?
Sorry.
Is everybody okay with sewer credit? Okay.
Oil.
And then we have Dale in to approve for the
Dell.
Dell.
D-E-L-L.
To approve
for the
year.
I got it written.
Delbert
or
Delbert.
L.
But E. If we do
Del,
is it just
D?
Go ahead. Consent agenda, motion to approve the minutes of the August 31, 2021 regular session board meeting. Motion to approve bills and warrants with the exception of USIC. Motion to approve 2021-0806 payroll. Motion to approve water and sewer usage and bill report. Motion to approve the Planning and Zoning Board recommended appointment and motion to approve the
I motion that we I move that we remove consent agenda E out to was that old business? We've discussed it before.
He presented himself earlier.
And he presented himself at the last meeting.
Yeah.
old business.
I will second that motion.
Huzak?
Yes.
Peyton?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yep. Yes.
Motion to approve the remaining consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Thank you.
You'll be seconding it.
Wait, I'm seconding it because we just made it.
Okay, I'm just getting tired.
Huzak?
Yes.
Peyton?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Perfect. Alright.
That's my change of password and I changed it and it says change your password.
Alright, police department, what do you have to join in? Anything? Any questions for the?
I have nothing specific. I can take questions, comments, concerns. Otherwise, I won't take up any time.
Any updates on your new squad car yet?
I haven't even asked.
Okay.
I mean,
I
put the order in.
Have they received the order?
I gave him what I got and he says it looks good. I didn't wanna ask because I didn't wanna get. I figured sometime.
Are you gonna get?
Shows up with a bow on it.
Kinda like his mower deck?
You're gonna get the lights.
I'm hoping it will all be done in one piece when we get it. That's what we're supposed to get.
And it starts with the headlight won't turn on.
Where's that? Isn't there a country music song about the car that he got one piece at a time?
Yep.
Yep.
That's exactly.
Three headlights and that. Alright.
How are your employees doing on the road during the day? Your daytime folks?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, you're just all daytime?
Yes.
How are your nighttime folks doing?
They're doing fine. I mean, we've been not as crazy busy as we have been, but it's still been fairly busy.
Do you have three or four out there now?
Other than myself, three.
Okay.
Do you need one?
No, it'll have you set.
Chrissy hurt herself.
Do you have a smartphone?
I think rolled her foot, so she'd had a bum foot, so she goes,
okay.
I think tomorrow,
to get
cleared,
for you.
And hopefully she'll be able to, so that cost her a couple weeks. But hopefully she'll get cleared. She said it's healing, but she had an appointment, I think, tomorrow, and hopefully she'll get cleared and then be able to get back in the scheme of things.
I really don't trust the phone because I ain't that good at it, so I'll do the computer.
But other than that, it's been.
Normal. We're gonna restripe one side of the squad car.
I think
the one that's got the squad car that has the stripings all faded on.
Isn't that the one we're replacing though?
In about a year and a half, 2 years.
So which one's getting replaced? I guess I'm.
We're not replacing a car, and we're adding a car because this will give us an extra car now. So the part timer will technically have a car now. So we're keeping the car for another year and a half to 2 years. And then so it'll probably get replaced hopefully next year depending on the budget, but if the sewer plant thing goes through then it might be 2 years before we replace. So we're gonna spend.
I just was confused. I thought we were getting rid of the other car and replacing it.
No, we would be replacing it. That wouldn't happen.
That's kind of why we've been. But it was like seven and a half, depending on how long it takes them to take off the old deep, because it's parked out there. You can see the driver's side's faded and just looks nasty, but it basically is like seven and a half to take them off, put the new on. I think the other side is good enough. I mean, it looks fairly good. I mean, as opposed to spending $1,500 to do the whole.
And then that will make it look decent.
Yeah, and Craig's done. I mean, he keeps it looking nice, and
actually,
he's done some work on the inside, and if that gets done, it'll look good. I mean, it'll look a lot nicer going down the road as opposed to faded decals that look terrible and have for a long time.
Have we thought about asking how much it'd be just to take the decals off?
I don't think it would look right with the light bar on top of it. If it had,
where the decals have been for 7 years, will be darker, and
true.
Then it just
like Dukes of Hazzard.
True.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's what you're going for.
It looked like
a
squad car somebody bought from the police department instead of an actual squad car.
It'd get pulled over more than necessary is what you're saying.
So, alright, any more questions for Justin so he can get out of here? We're good with you too. You're appointed, you're there, you're the man now.
Okay, and then see Renee in the morning at 8?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be there.
Well, I mean, now you got the email and stuff. That meeting's at 9, so if you want to do the meeting from the office, you could.
Okay.
And you can bring the dog and let it run around too.
Well, I think the dog will be alright for an hour or so by itself.
Okay.
She's not leaving until 9, so.
Oh, there you go. So, I mean, you can go in there at 9 and she can help get you set up and you can go sit in the offices. I don't think Brandy's going to be there. You've got my office that I never use, and you can go in the back room if you wanted to, too.
Right.
And she can set you up with a phone, and or she can set you up with her desk, and you can look at the SharePoint pictures. It shouldn't be a very long meeting, so.
Yeah, it is what it is. I'll be there.
So, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome to the Planning and Zoning Board.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let me know if you need any information on that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Alright, thank you. Be really, really good. He's a structural engineer. Or works for that kind of stuff. Alright, we still have nothing on the old business A.
I have a question about
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
Can we push Mr. Miller to
we
have something
pushing.
At the next meeting?
We are pushing.
We've been doing this since I got on the board.
Here's the deal with this. Here's the back. I told you the backstory on this.
Yeah, it's that little.
Yeah.
And we signed an agreement with them saying if you do this, we'll do this. I think that should be good enough. Apparently, the rules have changed, and there has to be. There's more to it than that now. I don't understand.
That's fine, but
so,
can't we just sign some sort of an agreement, let them be done with it compared to what's taking?
Well, we signed two different agreements with them
okay.
when it happened. And the one agreement said once this is done, then there will be a closing on the land for this to give you the land. Well, so that's where we're apparently having issues.
I just asked for Mr. Miller to bring an update the next meeting, hopefully with some paperwork.
I agree.
So whose court is this ball actually in? Is
Miller's.
It in ours?
Yeah, it's in
ours.
It's in Miller's. He said that it's, I don't know, he said something about you just can't, the village can't just give something away, but what I don't understand is we made a good, we made it, yeah, exactly.
The agreements that he drew up.
We made an agreement, the village made a good faith agreement with somebody, we signed a contract, we gave our word, they gave their word, we signed it. We put it in writing, like Stuper always wants us to do. So to me, we should honor that, what we put in writing. So, and
your own hurt.
So, like I said, bring it up at the next meeting. We have the TIF thing in here, don't we? There it is. Monocle's TIF thing is in here to approve. It is ordinance 012. 2021-012.
Someone came to me today and was very disappointed in us as a board for approving this.
Me too, but not today, but
about
a week ago.
I've been beaten up on this one too.
I think moving forward we need to set some better guidelines than just what the state has.
We've been trying to do that since.
Well,
I've been trying to get guidelines set.
Well, and this is what I was kind of saying during the meeting. The TIF is there to help businesses. It's there to bring businesses in the town. It's to help businesses that need a helping hand to keep people employed. I don't mind giving Monocles money, but you don't have to give them everything they ask for. We could give them, we could have gave them half of it, or we could have gave them, hey, we'll help pay for part of your roof or this or that. Are they in dire straits and they need the money now? No. Like, is there another, like I had another business that approached me and they're thinking about putting in for TIF money and they want it because they want to put up like a patio type area in, but they just want to borrow the money. They're like, give me a 0% a zero interest loan for 1 year and I'll pay it back because I just want the zero interest and I want to do this, and this with it and I'll just pay it back. He goes, give it to somebody else who needs it. I'm like, that's what the TIF should be used for. That's that's awesome, and he wants it to go to people who need it. And I thought, I like that. I like it. It goes to people who needs it. And I like the concept of, I'm not giving it to you just because you've been here forever, and you're doing quite well, and you're prospering in town. Let's give it to somebody who is in dire straits and needs it, and needs a hand up, and it's bringing.
Or just bringing new business.
Or bringing new business, exactly. So, but I agree. But that's enough about this. We agreed to this, so I need a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve ordinance 2021-012 for the redevelopment agreement with Colonial Pizza Enterprises.
What did you do?
Oh, you're fine.
Their TIF request for $34,000.
It's for the roof, up to $34,000 for the roof, for the parking lot, and
possibly the AC.
Yeah.
That actually, it might be the heater.
And some sort of wall covering thing.
The metal stainless steel around the mixer. That we said no to.
So I need a second.
I'll second.
And then roll call.
Who's that?
Yes.
Hayden?
Yes.
Harry?
No.
Stuber?
Yes.
Just clarify, because we had voted on something on the acceptance of the application, and this is the ordinance.
Yes.
Which I'm not used to that kind of weirdness.
Exactly. So we voted on the thing, and then we, yeah, you're correct. And then we have to, the ordinance is so we can take it out of TIF. Right.
And is that TIF specific, or is that the way this board works as
no,
far
it's
as
TIFs.
You have to ordinance it.
The board works on ordinances, but this is TIFs. I can't say that word.
Specific. Okay.
So, what would have happened if I had said no, like Ryan did?
He would
have
had
to
break
it.
I know that, but we already voted as a board to approve it initially.
The ordinance wouldn't have passed, and they wouldn't have got the money.
Because I was here thinking, if you say no, and then he doesn't break the tie, or he says no, then that ordinance fails as a TIF ordinance, therefore
mm-hmm.
the TIF
doesn't
acceptance
pay the
doesn't
money.
Go.
Okay.
Right.
Good question.
Hmm. All right. Great in that. We still have any junior trustees. Donahue Moving Engineering ordinances. I guess I should have kept them around for a little while.
Are they submitted?
I don't think they're submitted. Because
I don't.
This
I
is
didn't see them.
This is still in Mark's report, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. I didn't see anything from there. Mark's on vacation. The Houston annexing agreement. That should have been here, but I don't remember.
Not in there. Oh wait, there's a property
what's the
replat.
Replat thing
I didn't
is in
get
here.
Anything from Mark's office.
But the replat is that, isn't it? But there's no agreement.
No. Replat is something that Wade had me put on there. It's out on the 512 slab.
So I know where the Houston thing is. So
that's
they changed
Sankin's property, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they changed lawyers because their lawyer wasn't getting back to Mark. So the agreement came through. Mark marked it up, sent it back to their lawyers. If this looks good to you, sign it, get it back to us, I'll send it to the board. That's the last thing I saw of it. So I don't know if it made it back to Mark or what. So
when you put that up for the next meeting.
Probably. That'll hold over. And then the approval for the up to $10,000 for the crane rental and the hi-ho. The crane rental is 6,500.
$5,500.
And then, we're not sure exactly how much the Hi-Ho would be.
They haven't gotten back to me on the price, but I know when we rented it for the house, it was like $300 or $400 a day.
So, I just gave him a little bit of cushion.
What are you referring to the Hi-Ho? What's a real?
It's a big hoe.
Excavator.
Excavator, yeah. So essentially, this is for setting the bridge on Burlington. And the county's gonna buy the culvert, and then our job is to set it. And then, I told you, I guess, I reached out to United Prairie and those guys, and they're very interested in helping us. I don't have any set fees, but they gave us quite a bit of money for when we did the truck route. So, I sent them another email today to set up a meeting with them. But as of right now, I mean, we have a whole whopping $10,000 involved in it. So, it's a long process. There's no rush on this project. If we get this set, let them buy the culvert. The culvert's the most expensive part of it.
Yep.
The rest of it's just putting along.
So why would you set the bridge before you put the culvert in?
No, that is the bridge.
Made it sound like they were two separate things.
No. The culvert is the bridge. The culvert is, we're doing the same kind of bridge we did on, what is that?
800,
sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same, exact same bridge we put in there, which is essentially a big culvert.
Yeah.
So, but that's where we're at on that. So I just need approval up to $10,000 to pay.
I make a motion to approve up to $10,000 for Crane and Hi-Ho rental.
Second.
Lizak?
Yes.
Hayden?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes. Do we have any information about this replat, other than?
That's all I have, and I just know something Wade's working on, and that's all I know. Do you know anything about it?
All I know is that he wanted me to put it on there, and
Cause we don't have anything to vote on.
Right.
No. He wanted me to put it on there, and he was gonna be here for an update. Today he told me he has no update, but this is the properties that he's talking about. So this here is the Bobbitona slab, and there's that little house right here, because
mm-hmm.
this is First Street. So there's that house there, and then it's all the properties. There's
behind
three parcels behind the house.
What do they want to replat for?
Do we go to the next day? Were you with it? You were at their meeting.
I don't remember them talking about that. Their meeting, I showed up a little bit late to their meeting, and I was confused because there was a lady there talking about the Daggy Street property, and then there was a guy that was here. Well, Dell said he put a bid in on that property a couple years ago. I'm like, I don't remember getting a bid on it. So then we had a side conversation about that, and then their meeting adjourned. So now we're trying to figure out where that bid went and why the village didn't get it. So the lady who showed up at that meeting was interested in that property. She wants to put a prefab on the house, on the property.
Well, since we're in new business, can we start looking into getting either our money back for across the street from Brandy, or what we need to do to...
I'm still waiting on an invoice from Bob Brown, so I can file the lien.
Can you try to get a hold of Bob?
I can try to get a hold of him.
What's across the street from what?
The Olden properties that we tore down.
Can you talk to Rena about that
lot
of windows?
What street
is that?
On Reynolds.
You know those little duplexes, those little duplexes, and there's an empty lot, and then little duplexes.
Masterpiece.
What is,
there's an empty lot there, so it shouldn't be hard to find.
It's in between.
We've mowed it several times.
And West Side Park, not halfway down.
Oh, okay, I know where you're
from. Is it the one on Calhoun?
Maybe, but it's like this tall again. It's just an empty lot. It's got a bunch of tree limbs falling on it.
Yeah, that's
we're
one
gonna
Calhoun.
Is it Calhoun? Is it? It's the one with the one to build a duplex.
Mm-hmm.
and then Billy said no.
The one
which makes no sense, because I walked down that street the other day, it's literally all little duplexes on that entire street. Why wouldn't you let them build a duplex? It's all like little duplexes the entire street.
We had tons of people come in and not one thing.
Have you walked down that street?
Mm-hmm.
So I walked down it, and the whole entire street, like two blocks, is they're like little houses, and they're like little duplexes. And it would match perfectly if you put a little duplex right there.
But
yeah,
duplex row.
Is
well,
that on
Calhoun? Three meetings on about that. So
okay.
Yeah, we can get mowed again.
Yeah, but we'll have to send a. There's a process. Just get up with Raina and do the
okay.
process thing, because I'm surprised we haven't got a complaint, because I mean, it is literally this high.
Yeah, I seen it yesterday picking up brush in the afternoon.
See, you're waiting for the complaints.
Yeah.
And I think there's a couch on the house next to it, so. All right, anything else? The good of the order.
Nuisance properties, I have a quick question, and you might not be able to answer it. The chief already walked out. There was a new nuisance issue involving an abandoned inoperable vehicle on blocks. Looking at the abandoned inoperable thing, he could go tow that relatively, because I think it's on a city street.
Probably.
I just didn't know.
What
the board's thoughts are on either have him do that or have him tag it and go from there, but if it's parked on a city street, I feel like it's one of those, according to ordinance, you don't really have to wait that long.
I'm fine with whatever, as long as he does it legally, I'm fine either way.
Okay.
Send him a note, send him an email, and we've got a lot of movement on.
Yeah, I saw that.
There's a ton of movement, and that's what that meeting about at 9 o'clock is about tomorrow with Justin.
Awesome.
So, and that's why we're bringing in a structural engineer. So, it's going to cost the village a little money, but.
We got to do what we got to do, though.
I totally agree.
So,
but take some cake before you guys leave.
More cake?
He's on a cake tangent again.
I am. So, anything for the good of order before we take off? The next meeting is September 7th.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.